One. Welcome to this beautiful Tuesday morning. It is Tuesday, November 10th, and this is Mid-Morning Mindfulness. As always, just a quick reminder of our practice, our computer guidelines. We do ask that you keep yourself muted during our practice. Your video is optional, it's up to you. And turn off any notifications that might be distracting to you. If you have any questions, type them in the chat. We'll keep an eye on them. Laura's joining me this morning and she will be able to respond to any technical problems if you have them. And we will be ending at 10:15. And as always, our practice guidelines. Just find a quiet and restful place. You don't need to see the screen. You just need to be able to hear my voice. Whether you're at work or home, invite others to join us. Everyone's welcome, colleagues, family, pets. We've had all kinds of folks joining us for these kinds of events. And again, this is just your time to disconnect, to refocus and breathe. Just a 15-minute short practice today. And as I was thinking of what I wanted to share with our practice today, I was reminded of a retreat that I went to with Dr. David Simon a number of years ago. And he talked about compassionate communication. And the way that he described it is before speaking, before responding, he talked about pausing at each of three doors. And I know there's other ways that people talk about this, the three questions, and there's other conversations, but this is how I learned it. So this is how I'm going to share it this morning. So again, before speaking, you pause at each of three doors. And the first door that you pause at, and you ask yourself the question, is it true? So you consider what you want to say and you decide if it's true. And if it's true for you, then you go through that door and you pause at the second door. And the second door is it necessary? Is it relevant to the conversation? Is it necessary that you say what you're thinking of saying? And if you believe it is relevant and necessary, then you go through the second door and you stop at the third door. And the third door, you ask yourself, is it kind? And if you believe that you can communicate what you believe is true, what you believe is necessary in a kind way, then as David Simon explained it to me, then you walk through the third door and you have your compassionate communication, your conversation. And as I was thinking of this today, I was thinking of what would be a good visual. And I found this visual of Charlie Brown and Linus standing at the wall, pondering life, thinking of what's going on. And I wondered if they were having a compassionate conversation, if they were communicating in a compassionate way. And sometimes I'm not so sure that Charlie Brown did. He said good grief a lot. But I actually think that Linus might have been a compassionate communicator. When I think of his conversations with Charlie Brown in this specific episode, especially around the meaning of the holidays, I think that maybe Linus had it right. So that's our visual for today. So, and as we begin our practice, so at this point, I invite you to get calm, to get centered, to find a comfortable position. If you're comfortable, to close your eyes or softly gaze downward. Remember, this time is for you. There's nowhere else to be. There's nothing else to do. I invite you to come into this present moment, right here and right now. And again, as always, I invite you just to sink a little further into your seated position or your laying position, letting your body relax, feeling it get heavier and the tension just relax out of your body. Take some nice deep breaths. Paying attention to your breath as you breathe in, noticing that gentle pause before you exhale. And just breathing in and breathing out. Feeling your body just slow down just a little bit. And as you continue to get into this comfortable position, I invite you to do a gentle body scan. A body scan is something that takes just a few moments, and it's a good way to check in with your body. Notice where you hold tension and where you might hold tightness, and then help it to relax out to support your body. So for a quick body scan, I just invite you to start at the top, at the crown of your head, and just gently go down your body to your shoulders, down one arm, down the other, pausing any place that you might have any tension or tightness, and just breathe into it for a moment or two. Take some deep breaths right there. And then come back up to your neck, go down through the core of your body. And again, any place you might feel discomfort or tightness or tension, just pausing there for a moment and just noticing what it is, breathing into it, and then moving on. And then go down through one leg, down the other leg, and again, just pausing any place you might have any stress or tension, just letting your body relax. Knowing that you are safe in this moment, at this time. And then just take a few more nice calm breaths, being grateful for this opportunity. Being intentional about that you did this for yourself. This is your act of self-care. So take one more breath in and give it a nice sigh out. So what I want you to consider during our practice today is, how do you communicate? When you communicate, how do you communicate? Especially if you're overwhelmed. There's a lot of change, a lot of anxiety, a lot of range of emotions going on in our country right now, in our state, in our communities, maybe even in our own homes. And how does that affect your communication? I know for me, when I get overwhelmed and stressed, I get really short with people. I can get defensive. You would ask my mom. She said, as a teenager, I got the tone really good. She told me often when I was a teenager, not what you say, but how you say it. Evidently, I was really good back then, and I still can get a tone when I get overwhelmed and when I get stressed. So how do you communicate? How do you communicate when you're stressed? When you're overwhelmed versus when you're not? Just consider that for a moment. How do you communicate? First, I want you to think about, how do you communicate with others? So when you're stressed and overwhelmed, how do you communicate with others? What's your mode of operation? And then I want you to think about, when you're overwhelmed and stressed, how do you communicate to yourself? How do you communicate with yourself? And so I never encourage people necessarily to go back into replay anything that's happened in the past. It's not very helpful. We can learn sometimes from it, but it doesn't do any good to dwell on it. But what we can do is think about how do we want to respond in the future. Now, thinking of Dr. Simon and his three doors, how do you think that communication might go with someone if you actually paused and asked yourself those questions before you had the conversation with someone else or with yourself? Maybe just how you would like those conversations to go. So what I want you to do for just a few moments is I just want you to set, and I want you to follow your breath and just breathe in and breathe out, thinking about what you might like, and then just turning it over, trusting that now that you have been introduced to the idea that sometimes it might work for you. Sometimes I'm still going to get a tone, I guarantee you. But other times I hope to be able to pause and ask those three questions and stop at those three doors. So just take a few moments and think about how you would like to communicate. How could you be more intentional about communication? What could you maybe do a little differently? And just sit with that for a couple moments, breathing in and out at your own pace. Just continue to breathe in and breathe out, noticing your breath on the inhale, noticing on the exhale. And maybe think of a time when maybe you had this great conversation with somebody, your communication was just spot on, and you felt so good, and you felt that the other person felt good. Maybe what was one thing that you took away from that? What's one thing you could remember as you move forward in the day? And what helps when you're stressed? You can always go to your breath. Your breath is always there. So, and as we are coming to the end of our practice now, I want you just to take a couple moments and come back into this space, back in this time. Being grateful for this moment, maybe being grateful for a friend that you can stand at a wall in the snow and talk to about all that's going on in your world. Sometimes talking just makes all the difference in the world. Having someone to listen. So, and again, as you come back into this time and this space, I want you to take a nice breath in and release it. Start to feel your body back in the space. Feel the floor under your feet. Feel the chair. You want to do a little stretch. Start waking up your body back into the space in this time. And as you're comfortable, go ahead and open your eyes. Maybe take a couple more breaths. Take this moment to acknowledge taking this time for you, for this space, knowing that this is an act of self-care and that that's a good thing. And as you go through the rest of your day, think of how you can have maybe more compassionate conversations, not only with others, but with ourselves. Sometimes we're the hardest on ourselves. And with that, it is 10:15. So I want to thank you for joining me today. If you have any questions or comments, we'd love to see them in the chat. Thank you for being here today, and I hope you have a wonderful day. Thank you. Thank you. Thanks, Carol. You have a wonderful day too. Thanks, Mindy. I'm glad it was relaxing. Thank you, Pat. I'm glad that it was helpful. Yes. Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate all the thank yous, taking the time to put those in the chats. It's always great to see people and hear people. So it's great that you could be here today. Thank you, everyone. So nice that you could be here. Thanks, Judy. You have a great day too. Hey, Laura, do you want to stop the record? Miss Laura. 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 Your camera died. Do you know you're still recording?